And now, back to the show. Here's Jen and Truda.
You know, I was in madrigals in high school.
I like when I do that. Oh, were you really now?
20 years ago, I could really sing Crocodile Rock with some bad choreography.
Wait, that's what you sing in madrigals?
Yeah, we did a version of Crocodile. I could still do the dance.
Oh, please.
You want me to do a little Crocodile Rockin' is something shocking when you... Yeah, no, it was bad. I'll find the video. Oh, that's what I should do. My dad probably has the video.
Oh, I'm sure he does.
Because that was concert performance worthy right there. We had sweet blue Smurf dresses. Oh,
that sounds amazing. I don't think any video exists of the stuff I did. I was in, we did like dinner theater choir.
Oh, okay.
And I was in the Golden Strings for the violin, you know, walking around
you
doing stuff.
You play violin?
Mm-hmm.
How did I not know this?
I was violin, clarinet, and piano. Did that not come out in the
Two Truths and a Lie? Never knew that.
No, because Natalie's kid right now, Elliot, he's starting the violin. And I was like, well, if he needs some pointers, I mean, I played for... few years in various, I played for the concert orchestra and different stuff.
Well, look at you, fancy pants.
Well, I don't know. I don't know that. I was fancy pants. I played in church a lot.
Yeah.
Well, it's funny because growing up in Catholic school, people are like, oh, you play the piano and the clarinet and stuff? Like, what, can you play us a tune? I'm like, sure, I can play you Ave Maria.
Right.
I mean, I know like a lot of church
songs. It's all going to be on Eagle's Wings, like 14 variations of that.
Yeah, who wants a little How Great Thou Art? I mean, I'm not really good at, like, party tunes.
Right.
I can't just go down and rock the cigar box or something, but this ain't exactly Howl at the Moon.
You should do that.
But if you really want a good...
go down to the Red Balloon and pull out your violin for karaoke. See how well that goes over.
Well, if they had, if they had live where you could bring an instrument karaoke,
open
how great would that
night,
be?
Open mic violin, Brian Truda playing Catholic songs. This will be fantastic.
No, I'll bring my keyboard up in here and we'll do a little sing-along too.
Who doesn't love a Casio version of that?
That is pretty good. It's put it on the pipe organ setting.
Mm-hmm.
You're all set. It sounds just like church. You're good.
There.
All right, so we were told yesterday on the way to our parent-teacher conference, we're on the way, we're in the car driving to school. We had this 6:30 conference last night, and we're going to school, and we're like, okay, Addie, is there anything that we need to know going into parent-teacher conference?
Sure.
And she says, well, no, I don't think so. I'm pretty good. We're like, okay, well, that's fair. I mean, you are. She is a pretty... pretty good student and
first
everything.
Grade,
she likes school.
Yeah.
She seems to, you know, not have any trouble. And she goes, oh, well, something interesting. They moved my desk.
Oh.
Like, really? They moved your desk? Where did they move it to? Well, I changed places with this other girl. Like, really? Well, did everybody in the class move or just yours? No, just us. We're special. Like, oh, how are you now?
It was an honor.
So, Addie, why did Mrs. Klaus move your desk? Have you been talking? Because that seems to be her biggest downfall. No, I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't. We just move because we just have a different place to sit now. You know how they just justify
sure.
it.
Yep. No.
And of course, we get there and she's doing awesome. Her test scores are through the roof and she's reading and all this different stuff. But the one thing is that she's chatty.
Yeah.
Yes. I mean, imagine that.
Where
she has
would she get this?
I don't. I have no idea. So she had her desk moved. They changed with another. That let's break up the little trio of kids here who are doing this. And so I'm starting to think last night, I'm like, yeah, you know what? That's not so bad. I mean, she's chatty.
No, that's definitely not the worst thing you can hear at a parent-teacher conference.
But I started to think, what about the teachers that have to tell parents actual bad things about their kids?
Did they set yours up? Did she back it up with, like, start out with the good kid stuff and then go to the, by the way, we have a talking issue?
Oh, no. Well, that is true. And see, I knew the inside scoop because my brother. My brother's a teacher and has to go through this, and he's going through it right now. And he always tells me, you got to give him two good things, and then you give him the bad.
Yes.
So you kiss him twice, and then you kick him.
You sandwich it.
So, right. It's a 2-for-1. He's got a 2-for-1 ratio. So she trots out, look at this Dibble scores. So great. Through the roof and off the charts. And, oh, she's reading, and here's her level. So, by the way, she talks a lot. I'm like, yes, here it comes.
And there
we got
it is.
The two. I'm waiting for the, you know, Roll me the third strike, baby. Here
and
we go.
This continues into adulthood because I used to have a great program director. I used to work at another radio station in Chicago, and a great program director. I'd walk in, and I remember my first conference. She was like,
"It wasn't me, by the way.
Not you. It was a woman." And she said, "Oh, that's a great purse. I love the color of your purse." I'm like, "Oh, great. Thanks." And then she would tell me things I needed to work on, and then she would close with like, "Yeah, you're really great. You know, we love having you." And the first couple times, I'm like, "She is the greatest ever. She loves my shirt. She loves my purses. She loves my..." Wait a minute. She's sandwiching this. And I figured out right? She always opens with a compliment that doesn't involve work. Then she goes into what I need to fix.
Uh-huh.
And then she backs it up with a work compliment.
Oh, there you go. There you go. All right, 5767102. Apparently this happens. It can be parent-teacher conferences. It can be performance reviews.
Yeah.
Is that what they're called? We don't have those.
Yeah, that's... And we had to do them annually.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
And we get judged all through life, through teacher conferences, through your job. What about the worst things that you've heard? If you're a parent, the worst things... Have you ever had a teacher that just says, "Okay, look, here's we got to talk"?
He's spending more time in the hallway than the classroom.
You remain completely anonymous, of course. Teachers, we know there are a lot of you out there on your way to school this morning. What is one thing that you've had to tell a parent that you were just dreading? Have you ever been dreading a conference? Or even a boss in a performance center, review?
Yeah, if you're in HR and you've had to sit somebody down. 576-7102.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
What happens when you're a teacher that has to give some bad news to a parent in their parent-teacher conference?
You found out last night that apparently Addie's a talker.
She is.
They made a little switch in the desk Jen arrangement.
Kathy. Yeah, yeah. Well, I'm special because I'm the only one who had my desk moved.
See, it's a positive, Dad. I'm unique.
It is. I love how they sell this to kids, you know?
Right.
Well, we're just going to give you a different look at the classroom, that's all. I like that.
Move you over here.
So it's really good. I said, "Did you move to the teacher's desk?" Well, no. No, I didn't do that.
When she's in the hallway, then you can worry. She's still in the classroom for now.
Yeah,
so you're
well,
all right.
Right, exactly. Hopefully that's all she's doing. So we've asked you this morning for your crazy parent-teacher conference stories. We know that we have a lot of teachers out there. Love you guys that listen. And, of course, parents, if you've ever been told something crazy by your kid's teacher in a conference, we want to hear about it as well. So what better place to start, though, Jen, than with the teacher's perspective? And this one hits a little close to home, huh?
Yes, this is my daddy.
Oh, Daddy, good morning.
Good morning. This is Mr. J calling in about school conferences.
Mr. J, what's up?
And you teach what age? Your high school
teacher? I have high schools, predominantly freshmen, sophomores, but a few of the upperclassmen.
And how do you handle parent-teacher conferences?
Big jar of candy sitting right there on the table as they walk in. Always offer up candy. People's faces light up. That's the first thing. The hardest part is trying to remember names. In today's world, I have trouble with some of the pronunciations. And we go through it, and then parents have different names and hyphens and stuff. But got to come up with something to let them know you know their kid. I don't know what it is, something they've done that's funny, a paper, and you got to try to come out of your head with that. Try to do that. Because parents deserve to know positives about their kid. You're really not there to hear negatives. You share a couple, but you always end with something, positive notes. It's going to bring them out, going to get better.
Yeah. So my brother's a teacher, and he told me that it's a two-for-one. He was like, "You've got to have two positives, and then you kick them."
Right.
So you kiss them twice, and then you kick them.
I like that. Kind of like a date, huh?
Right. Yeah, right. So it's a two for one.
Yeah, I would agree with your brother there.
Perfect. All right. Well, good luck with your kids today.
You bet.
Yeah, good luck remembering names. That's my biggest fault. I know that.
And your name is, sir?
It doesn't matter.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye. All right, nice job. I like your dad there. Let's go to, this is Amy. Amy is a teacher herself here in Kansas City. Good morning, Amy. Welcome to the show. You have a story here?
I do. I'm a teacher, but this is from another teacher who's a friend of mine.
All right.
She is a kindergarten teacher, and one year she had some parents in and was telling them about their child, and said, "You know, I do have one concern." And they said, "Okay." "Snack time, I go around and lay out the napkins for everybody, and then I go around and give them their cookie or whatever the snack is, and your child never eats the snack. And they said, okay. And she said, yeah, he usually picks up the napkin and starts eating that instead.
Oh, okay.
And they said, oh, yeah, we forgot to mention that. And her ears perked up, and she was waiting for it. And they said, yeah, he prefers paper products.
That's just his natural diet?
Not sure.
Okay. What do you feed the kid? Oh, a couple of paper towels. And
he loves a good Kleenex with lotion.
He gets a lot of fiber in his diet, apparently.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Yeah, he just needs the Dixie cup. We don't need it filled with anything. It's fine.
Absolutely.
All right. Thank you so much for the call. And if this is right, if this story is true, then may end it all here, Jen, what they've written down here. Lisa in Kansas City, Missouri, good morning.
Hi, good morning. So I had a teacher call me in once for my son, tell how wonderful he is at telling stories, but then proceeded to tell me how he sings songs about farting in the teacher's face.
And what grade was he in at that time?
Second.
Well, I was hoping you wouldn't say senior in high school.
That's good.
We just talked about this the other day because my kids are 8 and 6 and Truda's is 6. And there is just this pocket of time where butts are so funny to them. Anything
it is
butt related.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Can't get
I didn't even get the sandwich effect.
And they didn't even get the compliment.
Did they laugh about it, or was it really, you know, gosh, this is serious. He sings songs about...
Yes, she was pretty upset, and I tried not to laugh because, you know, just being a little boy.
Yeah.
Right.
If that's the worst thing, then
it's
still a good day.
Thank you so much, Lisa, for the call.
Let me just tell you, this problem is compounded by Dancing with the Stars, because on the new season, Amber Rose just did a dance to J-Lo's booty song, and my kids were laughing and all over the big butt. Diarrhea.
You know what? It never ends, does it?
Diarrhea.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
It's what we do in playing with audio all day long that I sit back in my office and I go through segments of the show and I'm like, what kind of things can I cut up that Jen says that can be taken out of context that's stupid and funny like?
Diarrhea. I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
Balls. Butts are funny. Wow, you really have a lot of time on your hands.
Oh, I've got a lot of them. I have...
like to go through Home Depot and smell wood. I love wood. This woman was trying to jam that thing in her trunk. No one wants to deal with vomit, and no one wants to deal with the other end. Am I dying?
You're like a treasure trove of stuff.
I feel like my life is flashing before my eyes.
So my goal is someday, if Jen can't actually be here in person, that we can still do the show and no one will know that you're gone just from the clips that we have of you.
She sure talked about poop a lot that day. What a diarrhea.
It's different than any other day.
No, I'm told that there's... Uh-oh. I think we're going to get yelled at here. Hi, the show. Good morning.
Hey, all this talk about butts and diarrhea... I was reading an article recently that diarrhea is actually genetic.
Mm. What? Is it really?
Yeah, it runs in your genes.
That's so bad.
Happy Thursday.
You got us. Thanks. It's not what I expected at all.
That was amazing. Speaking of that, though, did you hear about the new movie Constipation?
I did not.
No, that's because it's not out yet.
Oh, my God.
You're welcome. Feel free to use that all day long.
No. Doing this now?
No.
Sadly, you had to look that up, didn't you?
Who wants the Blu-ray of The Shallows, by the way? And that's not even a joke. I could give it to the best bad joke, I suppose.
You know, we were joking about Blake
Lively. Or the girl on the train.
Being in a bikini. But she really is. The promo shot I saw for that, she really is. It's Blake Lively standing around in a bikini.
Well, yeah. I mean, what'd you think? She had like a body double?
No, I was being sarcastic. I mean, Blake Lively that's why you wanted it. like joking, but she really is. Like, that's really what the movie
is. It's a shark movie about a girl
in
the water.
In a bikini.
Why would she not be in a bikini?
It makes perfect sense.
I guess you just don't fall in the water in jeans or like a cocktail dress in these movies.
That's normally what I do.
What did the fish say when he swam into the wall?
Ouch.
Damn.
Oh my God.
Damn. Get it? See what I did there?
Did you get that from your 7-year-old?
Tired of your damn jokes.
You're so stupid.
You're going to go use that with your 7-year-old, aren't
you? Do you have any good jokes,
no,
Shaylee?
No, I don't. I'm too busy working, Jen.
I'm Googling. Quiet.
I can Google some bad jokes, Truda. I know you have some.
No,
we
according
know you
to
have
you,
some.
Everything I've ever said is a bad joke.
Well, that's
so
true.
I'm out. 5767102. I guess if you have bad jokes this morning, let me remind you the Halloween page at KC1021.com is powered by Kansas City Costume Company. If you want the activities for this Halloween, from the haunted houses to the corn maze.
How much does a hipster weigh? An Instagram.
What did the fisherman say to the card magician?
I don't know.
Pick a cod, any cod.
Oh, that is.
Oh, boy.
Okay, we're stopping now.
That's where the line is?
That's the one that breaks it.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
I feel like I have to get to these.
This is so mean.
No, it's not for you. It's for jokes.
Did you see? There was another clown story. I'll just briefly tell you. This was in Las Vegas. A clown was threatening kids on Facebook.
Oh.
What?
Yeah.
That's not cool.
Obviously it's a fake profile, but it's clown photos, and he was threatening high school kids. I'm just saying, Shaylee, I think you're safe.
I hope
so. As long as you don't go to Vegas.
Wow. Get it together, clowns. Come on. Hey, the show, do you have jokes?
What is the definition of a farmer?
What?
Someone who is outstanding in their field.
Oh.
I know.
That's...
All so right. This next one, my fiancé told me, that happened when he was in, like, high school or something. He had some friends, and they were walking out of class and were talking to the teacher and said something about how I'm so tired. And the teacher said, well, I hope you're not too tired, because then you'd be a bicycle. I told you it was bad. I gave you a warning.
Yes.
Oh, fantastically
yes, they're
bad.
So bad, they're good.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
Hey, good morning. I have some more terrible tires jokes.
Oh, sweet.
Okay.
Yes.
What do you call somebody that runs in front of a car? Tired. One more.
Okay.
What do you call somebody that runs behind a car? Exhausted.
You know what? I will give you tickets to stop calling in with these jokes.
I thought they were a good follow-up.
That's awesome.
I think
you scared her.
I think I did a little bit. 5767102 if you've got more bad jokes.
Bad joke Wednesday.
I don't know.
It's Thursday.
Oh, it is Thursday.
Still.
Whoops, my bad.
All day.
God, I can't. I think it's the other day. I don't know. What happened? Not sure what happened there. All right. Anyway, good morning. Welcome to the show. It's 8:28. What is apparently now Bad Joke Thursday?
It's also National Coffee Day.
Should we do something besides bad jokes to give away some coffee?
Please, because these are getting worse.
Should we do a little trick or trending?
Let's play trick or trending. I'll read headlines. You tell me which are the fake ones. Got a big old gift basket from coffeebeanery.com with some lovely samples.
Woohoo!
9 different coffees and a stainless steel travel mug.
Fantastic. Thank you for telling us what you could win. 5767102. Now what's the problem?
Nothing. That was very 1970s game show host.
Well, Johnny, tell them what they've won. All right. You get a coffee mug.
Shaylee's going to have to be Vanna. Vanna White, let's see, she's the lady that turns letters on Wheel of Fortune.
No.
You just touch them
no,
now.
No, you don't you turn them anymore, right?
Look how old I am.
Right. You think she actually turned letters.
Gen X versus millennial, I'm telling you.
See, there was a time before touchscreens when she actually had to turn the block that had a letter on it.
Turn the letter on Wheel of Fortune.
Wow. Did she get paid per letter that
now
she had to physically move?
Magic touch. I don't know, but she looks incredible for 102 years old. She's really. Did you just spit coffee on the board?
Oh, my. You do not take Vanna White's name in vain like
she's
that.
Like 60 or something. She looks amazing.
Oh, you are awful. Do you remember there was the one time that the Family Guy was great at parodying this, where they put all the prizes on the big wheel and then they had like your little picture in the corner and you got to pick out what you won?
Yep. No.
That was awesome.
For $3,900.
You won't know this, Shaylee, but
I want the trip to Hawaii for $3,900.
You like got to go shopping on the Wheel of Fortune.
The couch for $16. She's 59.
Wow.
She looks really good.
Does look amazing. All right, let's go to play some trick or trending. Hey, good morning, the show. What is your name?
Brandon.
All right, hey, Brandon, we do a favor. Turn your radio down real quick. Listen to your phone.
What's up?
All right, let's play some trick or trending, okay?
All right.
All right, man.
I'm going to read you four headlines. You tell me which is the fake. Obama suffers first veto override of his presidency. Number two, Saturday Night Live casts Alec Baldwin as Donald Trump. Number three, Disney developing live-action reboot of The Lion King. Or number four, WKRP in Cincinnati reboot is in the works. Jessica Simpson to take Lonnie Anderson's spot as the hot blonde. Which is the fake headline?
Is it the one about the Disney?
No, Disney is developing a live-action reboot of The Lion King. Yep, sorry.
Right.
No coffee for you.
WKRB.
That's what,
thanks, Shaylee.
Shaylee did not know this TV show. Maybe three of the four letters.
Cincinnati, WKRB.
All right, good morning to the show. What's your name?
Natalie.
All right, Natalie, where are you calling from today?
Kansas City.
All right, Kansas City, we are going to give you some trick or trending right now.
Okay, four headlines. Number one, binge-watching shows can make you look younger, according to new research. Number two, Tim Tebow hits a home run during his first at-bat as a member of the Mets organization. Number three, Jennifer Lopez will serve as a judge on reality competition World of Dance. Number four, Brad Pitt voluntarily submits to drug and alcohol test. Which is the fake?
Number three.
Jennifer Lopez serving as a judge?
Yes.
Incorrect. She is.
Oh,
she's the producer
man.
Of this show, World of Dance, and she's going to be a judge on it. No coffee for you.
Oh, man. I thought we had it that time.
Sorry.
All right, let's go to one more here. We got time for one more?
Let's do one more.
Hey, Michelle, good morning. What's your name?
Jack.
All right, Jack.
You ready? I'm going to read four headlines. Three of these actually trending. One is fake, okay? Number one, Charlize Theron gains 35 pounds for new movie. Number two, creepy clown threatens Las Vegas students on Facebook. Don't be scared, Shaylee. It's in Vegas. Number three, 21 Pilots set to be musical guest on Saturday Night Live next week. And number four, new study shows playing fantasy football can help you lose weight. Which one, if you are looking at the three of us in this room, the answer would be clear. Which
I'm
one
right
is the
here.
Fake?
I'm going to say one.
Charlize Theron gaining 35 pounds for the new movie?
Yeah.
No, that's true. She did. And that's not that impressive.
Man, right?
I did it and I'm not in a movie. So I'm not that impressed. It's a new study showing that fantasy football can help you lose weight. That is not true.
I wish that were the case.
Yeah.
Wait, so is the binge-watching thing not true either?
No. That was also not
that
true.
That's
the fake.
A bummer. Thanks a lot.
Binge-watching shows does not make you look younger.
Dang it.
Well, we still have a coffee gift basket. We'll give it away. We'll try again in a few minutes.
All right. Sounds good. So you're also telling me, too, by the way, we just ran over this one, that Jessica Simpson and the WKRP, that's not going to be real
Wouldn't
either.
Wouldn't that be great, though, if she took Lonnie Anderson's spot?
That's pretty good, yeah.
How have they not remade that? They could do a movie. They could do a new TV show. They're remaking everything else.
Yes. Who would be? Who would play Bailey Quarters? She was my favorite, by the way. You were either a Lonnie girl or a Bailey
girl.
You
need a good brunette.
Right?
You're the brunette guy.
I don't know who these people are, so I can't contribute to this conversation.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
What did you do while I was gone?
We didn't do anything.
I leave the studio for 2 minutes, and I come
Why
back.
Why do you trust me?
Because every Truda. Yesterday when I left, you posted on my Facebook page, and I lost 9 Facebook friends.
The level of mistrust in this room is amazing. Can we just talk about that for a second? Hey, can we also talk about they're making a Lion King, a live-action Lion King?
That was a great transition.
Whoa, like who made this?
We had talked about this in the last segment, and Truda then 30 seconds later said, hey.
Did you hear?
Did you guys know they're making... What? we just talked about.
I feel so bad for
the his live
wife.
Action reboot. We literally just talked about
it. Well, I didn't hear you talk about it. I'm sorry. Nor did I hear the caller reference it, nor did I hear you talk about it again. And then we got into the break, and I saw it on Twitter, and I was like, guys,
Jen,
they're making a live-action Lion King. This is awesome.
Did you hear this? They're going to make a live-action Lion King.
What?
I know.
Wow.
Did you guys
hear
that?
Did you know the Char Bar is hot dogs? What is going on in the world?
Then
Jen gets up and goes to the bathroom, and she says, don't touch any of my stuff. Shaylee moves her headphones like an inch, and you came back in and you thought that we had totally messed with you again, didn't you?
Why do you not trust us?
Anytime any one of us goes and the other two are left alone, something happens. The other day, Truda had a brownie in here, and the rest of the day, Shaylee walked in and just all she did was smile. And the rest of the day, he's like, I'm not touching that brownie. I don't know what you did to my brownie.
Did you lick my brownie? What happened to my brownie?
I asked him how the brownie was.
Oh, we did.
That's all I did. I was just actually genuinely curious.
No, let's just put it this, you didn't just ask me how the
brownie
was.
I was genuinely curious about
how
the brownie.
How did you ask me how the brownie was?
How's the brownie?
No, that would have been normal.
No, I think she did ask.
I think
normal.
That's exactly
no,
how I said.
No, this is how she did
it. I think maybe
it. I'm
going to
do a dramatic recreation.
Oh, God.
She goes, so, how's that brownie? There. That is what she said.
Wow. And then you would not eat it. The rest
and then
of the
I
day.
Would not. No.
The level of paranoia.
So, Truda, how's that brownie? Oh, really? Because now what did you do to it?
And from that, you took that she had licked it and or put something in it to make it gross.
Right. I thought maybe she squirted lotion on it here.
How old are we? We're not messing with people's food.
But we are.
We're messing with something.
I've never done that to you or Jed.
That has never once happened in here that someone has done anything to anyone else's food or beverage.
Yeah, but
so remember that when you just asked me what I did to your pumpkin spice muffin.
That's yeah, exactly.
True. I didn't touch it.
Yes.
It looks different.
It does not look different. See, but this is a myth that's in our head. Now that you've messed with our phones and all this stuff.
And then I walked in this morning and Jen is messing with my mic. I just stopped and looked at
it. I was bringing your mic up so that you could speak into it. That's a normal
but
reaction
I do that.
In a radio
But I
studio.
Do that myself.
Yes, but then Jen says, well, I wouldn't smell it if I were you.
Okay, I did say that.
Which I don't even know what that means.
I don't either.
What does that mean?
I'm just carrying on the paranoia.
Oh, so the
we need
level.
Some Lysol wipes in here, I feel.
Three people. The level of mistrust amongst us all is just
You
high.
Would never know we actually like each
it's
other.
It's so huge. It is so big. All right, so anyway.
But really, what did you do while I was in the bathroom?
What did you do to my mic?
The question's
diarrhea.
You know what? Let's just give a coffee gift basket
okay,
away for National Coffee Day.
To? And it is sealed, by the way.
Yes. Nothing.
We've done nothing to it.
No one has messed with this coffee gift basket. Butts are funny. It's got sea salt caramel, some Costa Rican coffee, a Guatemalan blend. It's all for you. Caller 12.
Okay. 576-7102 if you want the coffee this morning. Jen swears she has done nothing to
it. Wrapped.
It's wrapped. I can vouch for that.
Not touched it.
The show with Jen and Truda on KC 102.1.